Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and I like to keep things a little bit more casual for episodes that air on Saturdays. I know not everybody's listening to this on a Saturday, but in case you are, this is kind of like a little freestyle soapbox episode. I want to talk about why we do what doesn't work. And we don't just do it once, we do it over and over and over. Think about it for a second. Why are the most popular posts online on Facebook or Instagram or even in magazines things like the 10 best foods for fat loss or 5-day meal plan or, you know, bikini blaster? It doesn't work, does it? I mean, really, how many times have you read one of those things? And how many times was that the catalyst for a permanent transformation? It's usually not. It's usually not. But we like it anyway because we are obsessed with the idea of a quick fix or just something that's very familiar, even though it doesn't work. Even though it doesn't work. And I have kind of been saying all week that I have a hunch, more than a hunch, I have a very educated opinion that food is probably not your problem, even if you regularly overeat or overindulge or you're overweight. I do not think food is your problem. And I'll tell you why. Because if we look at what derails your fat loss progress, right? Like if everything's going well, what pulls you off course? You are very likely to give me answers like stress or social situations, lack of time, emotional eating, and you've told me that. I get emails from you, and that is the same thing. You are expressing frustration that even though you know what you ought to eat to make progress towards your goals, oftentimes in the moment, you just kind of say, screw it, and you make a different choice. And I can totally relate to that. I've done that. And yet, even though it's the emotional and situational stuff, not the food stuff, we're still drawn to the quick fixes and magic bullets. And it gets me a little frustrated sometimes. And I hope that you can start to see throughout the course of this episode why that's so flawed. Because if we focus on the top 10 foods for fat loss or a 10-day detox to jumpstart your progress, does that eliminate or even address what truly holds you back? No. I mean, does knowing the top 10 foods for fat loss keep you from ODing on pizza or beer or ice cream or wine or chocolate after a bad day? No. No. Does the latest low-carb trend or article prevent you from treating weekends like holidays? I don't think that either. But we spend a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of attention and a lot of effort buying these diet plans and programs that talk about these quick fixes or even the totally food-centric approach when food is not usually the problem. We obsess over what people do instead of how they do it, right? So we want to know everything somebody eats, but we don't ever kind of wonder, geez, if I could only tackle how they stay consistent, how they handle emotion, how they handle stress or anxiety or whatever, if we focused on the how, because the how is a lot harder. And it takes a lot more to understand and apply. But we just see it and it's like, oh, shiny things. I'm going to try that. She looks good. I'm going to try that. He looks great. I'm going to try that. But it doesn't address the problem. And a big part of this, I think, is because our comfort zone is in doing the familiar. And the familiar is all over Instagram and Facebook and Shape Magazine and Muscle and Fitness and all these other things talking about the food approach, right? Your comfort zone is where your activities and your thoughts and your behaviors fit into a paradigm that minimizes stress and risk. It's very comfortable. It gives you mental and emotional security. And there's a benefit to that, right? You don't have to try all that hard. It's not all that stressful. It's very, very comfortable. But if you stay in your comfort zone, you stay in your comfort zone, which means you aren't going anywhere. And you're kind of spinning your wheels. And most of us do that. We pat ourselves on the back for effort. But if we step back and take the like 1,000-foot view, we're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And we want something more, but our approach never changes because it's very comfortable. And Einstein, you know, everybody knows the Einstein quote that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. But isn't that what we do? When we just hop around looking for the next hot diet or set of food rules or, you know, hot body online that we can say, I'm just gonna eat what they eat. It's crazy. And for me personally, in my role trying to help people achieve transformation, and many of you that I don't work with one-on-one, it's crazy frustrating. It's crazy frustrating because people will say to me, oh, just post like top 10 foods for fat loss. Listen, I would rather live in a box under a bridge or go back to corporate America than put out stuff just to get likes and clicks and shares and get listeners to my podcast. I will not do that because I know it doesn't work. And I won't use my platform for the sake of popularity or money to promote things that are not long-term solutions. I just won't do it. I absolutely won't do it. But it is frustrating to see that like, all the things that people want to read are about top 10 this, fast way to, you know, burn off your muffin top or whatever crazy stuff. And it's like, again, really? Haven't you done that before? Right? And more importantly, does that have anything to do with why you struggle? Are you not crushing your goals because you just aren't sure if salmon is better than chicken thighs? I don't think so. Are you falling off the wagon because you aren't sure whether or not ice cream is the most effective food for fat loss? I really doubt it. Do you veer off course because you messed up days 7 and 8 of your food plan, you got them swapped? No, but we flock to the familiar. We are a fast food culture. We want a quick fix. We don't even stop long enough to say, wait a second, is this worth my mental energy? Like, haven't I done something like this before? Did it work? And more importantly, what doesn't work for me? Why do I mess up? And what if I addressed that, right? What if I tackled that? If you want lasting success, and I believe you do, because I don't believe any of you are crazy. Well, I think maybe probably a few of you are crazy and maybe I'm a little bit crazy, but I think we all want lasting success. We don't want to keep like putting out all this effort and time and energy only to make 2 steps forward and take 3 steps back. I don't believe that anybody wants that, right? But if you want lasting success, you have to first identify what keeps you from being successful. When you have a plan, and you've all had a plan before, right? What is it that pulls you off course? When everything is going well, what are the factors that contribute to slip-ups or days off? That is what you have to tackle. That is what you have to tackle. And I asked you guys a few weeks ago, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago now, what you struggle with. I asked you this question, what trips you up? What holds you back? What keeps you from making permanent progress? And the answers were not, I'm really overdoing it with the Brussels sprouts, or I think it's the timing of my banana. You know, it totally was not that. I got hundreds of responses, and the things that you told me that hold you back, that weigh you down, that impede your progress are things like lack of motivation, inconsistent willpower, fear of failure, doubt, difficulty turning down temptation, or social sabotage, making less than stellar choices when you're with friends or family for events. And negative self-talk, like feeling like I'm just the fat person, like I'm fat and I'll always be fat, or I have no self-control, I always fail on diets. Those things, ready? If you hear anything I say, I'd love for it to be this. Those issues are not solved by food lists, by jump starts, by detoxes. They're just not. I wish they were. That would be so much easier, right? And we'd all have achieved success by now because I'm sure we've done all of those things like 1,000 times or so. Is there anything wrong with those things? The jump starts, the detoxes, the food list? No. But if it's not your problem, it's not your problem, right? I mean, if your problem is emotional eating or self-limiting behaviors or self-sabotage, then the food lists, the jump starts, the detoxes aren't going to be solutions for you. Yeah, you might lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds, you might increase your energy, but then when life happens, when stress comes, you're right back to the patterns of behavior that are still there. And that's what most of us have experienced before. Like, I can do it for a little while, but then my motivation fizzles out, or things get crazy at work, or a difficult season comes with the family, or whatever it is. That's what we have to get past, right? That's what we have to get past. You're right back to where you started. You're still stuck with your anchor, okay? And we all have anchors. And I talked about this on a webinar that I did about a week ago. And an anchor, think about it as like literally an anchor, something that weighs you down and holds you back. And imagine this. I mean, this is how crazy it is, but it's so, so true. We're in our little boat, right? Row, 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 row your dang boat. And it feels so freaking hard because your anchor is dropped. Whatever it is that's holding you back, that's tripping you up, you haven't dealt with it yet, right? And that is why willpower feels so hard and healthy choices feel so impossible, because we're trying to row our boat and make progress with our anchor dropped. And every time we try to paddle towards this food list or these food rules or this whole 30 without addressing our anchor, it feels really hard and we get overtired and we lose our willpower, lose our motivation because we've quite frankly burned ourselves out. So then we chill for a while, right? And then we try again, but we haven't addressed the anchor. Of course it's hard, right? Of course it's hard. It's going to feel hard unless you pull up your anchor. And then it's easy, I swear. And once you do that, it's like, holy crap, I'm putting in a fraction of the effort, but I'm going faster and further, and I'm actually kind of enjoying it a little bit, right? So step one is to identify what your anchor is, and you might have more than one, and that's okay. I think I had about 645, so you know, my boat was going real slow despite the fact that I was working real hard. And then step two is to pull it up, right? And as you identify and eliminate anchors, even if you still have more, it gets easier and progress becomes effortless. And honestly, after the dieting process, right? Row, paddle, kick, attach a motor to your freaking little boat, right? I did that with pills and supplements and excessive exercise and calorie restriction, but I still had my 647 anchors dropped. It was so hard. I couldn't have imagined that it would ever be easy to say no to ice cream or to pass up the chips at the Mexican restaurant or to not be tempted by cake at work or the bread basket at dinner or the wine. I had no idea. If you had told me it could eventually be easy, I'd be like, you don't know me, right? I didn't realize, though, that by identifying my anchor and pulling it up, it would become easy. It would become easy. I didn't know that was possible. And that, honestly, is one of the most thrilling parts for me of working one-on-one with clients and with working people in my courses, is hearing from them, I'm shocked by how effortless this feels. It's never been easy for me. It's always been miserable. It's always been so hard. But now it actually feels really natural and native and comfortable and not all that hard. And I'm getting results. Like, what the heck was I doing for so long? We have to, if we want to make progress, and I know we all do, we have to let go of the focus on the familiar and realize that we're working too hard and we just need to work smarter. I want you to be successful. I really, really want that for you. And I hope that you trust and believe me when I say that. I hope that you can hear that in my voice and know that when I respond to every email and I give you guys, you know, personal responses, because I do genuinely want you to be successful. And for that reason, it frustrates the living crap out of me when people will identify one problem, right? Emotional eating or self-sabotage, and then spend all their time and energy and effort trying to solve a different problem that isn't actually the problem. and they get exhausted and frustrated and they stay in this cycle. And I just want to be like, please stop. Please stop. That's so silly. We're used to the food rules and the restriction and the deprivation. I get it. It feels familiar. It's what everybody in the industry is telling us to try to do. But guys, let's get smart about it and realize that it doesn't work. What I'd love you to do for just a minute is grab a pen and paper, and I want to ask you 4 true or false questions. Just real easy. Just don't think too much about it. On instinct, either true or false. Okay, are you ready? You got your pen, got your paper. You can pause me for a second to answer these 4 questions. Number 1, true or false. You often know what you should eat, but you make a different choice in a moment of temptation. True or false? Number 2. Stress, frustration, boredom, fatigue, and/or loneliness influence your food choices. True or false? Number 3. You struggle to maintain motivation consistently. Is that true or false for you? And then the last one. You've managed to lose weight, but you struggle to keep it off and often find yourself yo-yoing, going back and forth. True or false? If you answered true to 2 or more of those, I got something for you. You don't need a detox or a jumpstart or a meal plan. You have an anchor that you need to pull up, okay? And it will make life so much more effortless, okay? Do you want to, if we think about it, do you want to follow the crowd or do you want results, right? The crowd is getting all starry-eyed over detoxes and food lists and quick fixes that aren't fixes at all. And they're throwing money at this stuff year after year to stay in the same yo-yo diet cycle without ever really making lasting progress. The what is not what is important. It is the how, okay? How we can identify the anchor. Or maybe you already know what your anchor is, right? Maybe you were one of the ones who emailed me and told me what your anchor is. And then how do we pull it up and never drop it again? That is the magic. That is where everything gets easier. I love the quote from John F. Kennedy. You guys know I'm all about the quotes. Conformity is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth. And we conform to what is familiar, to what we're used to what kind of makes sense to our logical mind based on our history. Like, well, I'm overweight, so that's a food issue. So yeah, the top 10 food list or the 10-day jumpstart or whatever it is, right? But that's not the problem, right? So if we conform to the way things have always been, that is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth. I'll be real honest with you guys, and that's kind of the only way I roll. I think of you all as friends, and I try to keep this really casual because I want you to feel comfortable reaching out to me, and I want this to be an interactive community. It's been an interesting week for me because after asking what you guys need and asking what holds you back a few weeks ago and realizing that it wasn't about fat loss foods or jump starts, I put together this seminar to help you identify and pull up your anchor or anchors to overcome emotional eating and permanently get rid of those self-limiting beliefs and behaviors. And I told my friends and family that it was what I'm most proud of, honestly. Like, putting this together was transformative for me. It was just such a huge help for me. And I was so excited to introduce it specifically because y'all told me that you needed it and wanted it. And many of you responded with enthusiasm and excitement. And within the first few lessons of the seminar, you were emailing me and commenting in the discussion board that it was already life-changing for you. And that was such a great feeling. Others of you wanted food lists and meal plans. And while I love you, I think maybe you missed the point, okay? Because we talk a lot about nutrition and nutrition absolutely matters. But for most of you, that is not what pulls you off course. That is not what derails your focus, right? It's just not. And I had some moments of frustration because we are such a quick fix culture, right? And the thing is, like I keep saying, that stuff doesn't work. And I was talking to one of my mentors and I said, I don't want anybody, not any of you, to stay stuck. I don't. I know how sad and defeating and frustrating it is to feel stuck and mentally obsessed with food and feel like you're putting in all this effort, you're exhausting yourself, rowing that little boat with the anchor dropped. I know how frustrating that is. And I also know how freeing it is to pull up the anchor, put in less effort, get results, and be amazed by your transformation. And I want that for all of you. I do. And I know that it is possible for all of you. And the other thing that made this week tough is that the fact that I'm selling something pissed a lot of you off, which is okay. Like, it doesn't, a lot of you emailed me like, don't worry about the haters. Haters gonna hate. I'm not worried about it. It's okay. This podcast is free and will always be free. And that's what a lot of you want. And I think that's awesome, right? I totally do. I do this for free because I want to help you transform. Because of that, because my genuine heart is for every single person who wants to transform to transform, for every single person who wants freedom from food obsession to get that, I do not feel bad saying this to you. If you are serious about transformation, and if you can relate to anything that I said about stress eating, emotional eating, faded willpower, impulsive eating, or putting off your good choices for another day, I have no problem saying, trust me. Trust me that the seminar will help you, because I am 100% confident that it will. It will help you identify your anchor or anchors, and it will give you strategies and exercises to put it behind you. If you're serious about wanting transformation, and if you don't want to screw around and waste time and energy on the next hot trend, foodless, jumpstart, detox, shake diet, whatever, if you want to experience lasting success instead of mental exhaustion, and if you want to know what it's like for maybe the first time to not battle willpower and constantly feel defeated every Sunday night, just trust me and do this with me. I want to do this with you. I want this to be a community initiative in effortless transformation and saying, I don't need to be obsessed with all the trends. I need to know what holds me back and tackle that. Because the food choices do matter. I don't want anybody to think that I'm saying, like, you can eat whatever you want so long as you're not eating because you're obsessed or you're upset. I know that the food matters. What I'm saying is we impair our ability to make good food choices when we don't deal with the root of the problem, which is emotional eating or stress eating or self-limiting behaviors or self-sabotage, right? That is what we need to overcome. So this episode airs on June 13th, which is the last day that the seminar is on sale. It's on sale, and you have lifetime access for this. Plus, there's a discussion board where the people in there so far are absolutely freaking amazing. I'm loving it. They're awesome. They're making great progress. It's so fun. But June 13th is the last day of the sale of this seminar, right? And then it'll be permanently available on primalpotential.com. So I want to do it. I want to do this with you. I put it together because you told me you needed it. So you can find it under the Work With Me tab on primalpotential.com. Remember that June 13th is the last day of the sale, but it'll stay up there moving forward from that. If you have questions, email me, right? And the other cool thing is I'm always going to be adding new modules. So I told everybody that joined this week, I'm going to be adding some guided meditations in the next few days that I'm really excited about. And if there's anything that is not there that you want or need or struggle with, let me know and I'll put it in there. That's the great thing about it. So whether that's your issue or not, I'm here. I'm going to continue doing most of what I do completely for free because my heart is to help you transform. But I did want to get this off my chest because I think we are all drawn to the quick fix. And I want everybody to understand that for most people, that is not the solution. For most people, that keeps them stuck in this cycle of back and forth and back and forth and lots of energy and lots of effort and lots of disappointment and requiring a lot of willpower without a high payoff. So I just want to challenge you to consider something else. As always, guys, this is your show. I would love for you to email me and let me know what topics you'd like me to cover. I covered a popular request with probiotics earlier in the week and would love to address what your challenges are, what your struggles are, how I can help you, because whether you're enrolled in one of my courses or seminars or not, this is your forum. This is your free place to come to get help, to get encouragement, to get your questions answered. And that is why I'm here, and that is why I will always be here. So shoot me an email, let me know, and hopefully I'll see you in the seminar, because I believe with my whole heart and feel completely unashamed to say this will change your life. It will change your life. I believe that with my whole heart, and I hope to see you in there. So we will see you soon, and I hope you have a great day.